Yeah. That's Eric's favorite song. Yeah. He requested it.
What does this have to do with the Oscars?
Last Exit to Brooklyn. How's it going? Tom McCaffrey, Eric Bronstein. It has to do with the guy before
I
started.
Oh, because she's Lady Bird, right?
No. Wait, what?
I don't know.
Because it's in I, Tonya. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
It's in it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard that song in so long, which, you know, before I saw that movie.
So it was close, actually, because I said Lady Bird, which I just actually, that one I just saw.
How is that?
Oof.
It's bad. Everyone says it's so great, but like I feel like it's not for me. Isn't it about like a teenage girl like
it's
finding
herself? It's
not
really for guys, but you know, I like it's a coming of age story, which I usually like.
Wait, you did like it because you've been ooh,
no,
does
no,
that mean good?
Yeah, something I usually like these coming of age stories.
Oh.
Because usually movies about teenagers or young adults, the movies are very simple, very relatable. You're never confused what's going on. You know, like I like movies about people,
right.
High school
like Transformers.
Kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But this one was just kind of boring. It was,
yeah.
And there was a person who wrote it, that woman Greta Gerwig. It's like based on her life, but her life was kind of boring. If your life is boring, you better fucking make shit up, you know?
Right. Well, didn't, like, what's her life? She just, like,
it was just about her becoming
it?
An actress and then dating a guy who turned out to be gay. I don't know. But and then, you know, Laurie Metcalf was in it. She was good. Everyone was good in it.
I'm just sick of every movie is just about them, like, exactly what happened in their life. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what happened in my life. It's like, well, I mean, can you write? Do I have to see? And it's people like things worked out great.
Yeah, and they
the big sick.
Big sick, yeah. The only thing interesting about this movie for some reason.
Did they name that after how I felt after I saw it? No, I'm just kidding.
I enjoyed that movie more.
I didn't see it. Yeah. I saw the end of it.
Only because there was a lot of comedy stuff in there.
That's kind of why I didn't want to watch it, because it's just too, everything is about like the comedy world and like people I knew in comedy. So it's like, everyone's like, I love that movie. I'm like, yeah, I was like, actually when that movie was happening in real time, I saw the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to go pay to see what happened.
Did you know that guy?
Yeah,
I
knew him.
I did one show with him once, I remember.
He was very nice when I knew him. He just sort of showed up one day and then he was famous.
The one thing that
I'm like, the people just should come to hang out with me if they want to become famous.
Well, there's one thing in the movie that big sick movie, I don't know what we're doing, is like he doesn't get into the Montreal Comedy Festival,
right?
And he's like fucking so pissed, which I'm assuming is how he probably really, maybe he didn't really get in the first time around,
right?
You know?
He didn't get in when he was 18.
Yeah, no, but I think he never got in until maybe, you know, because when you get famous, then they ask you to come down,
yeah,
but like the new faces thing. So I'm thinking that's true, but it seemed like he was so mad about it, and he even put it in the movie. And it's just so funny how, like, the Montreal thing is such an amazing, hard thing to get. And I think these people just expect to get it.
Yeah, you know I mean, did you ever audition for that? You must have at some point.
Once, maybe.
I auditioned once and did well and didn't even get a call back.
And I hosted
my movie?
I hosted.
That's not a good movie.
I hosted a few of them.
Really?
Yeah, that was just miserable.
Well, they were always like, you know, those things were always usually pretty bad crowds because it's like mainly industry, right, and they're not there to laugh and it's always tense. This is a quick story. Like the closest one I got to was Aspen. I auditioned for Aspen one year and it was like I had like a shit time slot. It wasn't a good crowd.
Right.
I didn't do well. I didn't go. I didn't even get I don't think I got a call back. The next year I went to do a showcase at Stand Up New York, and it was packed. And I was like right in the middle. It was a great crowd. I did the exact same set and killed because it was a good crowd.
Right.
And they were like, "Oh my god! Like, there's so much growth this year." Like, I was like, "No, I did the exact." It was just a good crowd.
You just grew in the lineup. You moved up.
Right. So, and then I went to the final callback, and like I think I had to go. They kept calling me back.
Oh, so you came close.
I was right there. Like,
wow.
I think, but the thing was, they called me back like four times, so I had to keep auditioning.
Oh.
And like eventually, you might not have a good set.
Right.
And the final call, it was actually in Broadway upstairs. First time I ever played that role.
Oh, they did it upstairs? Wow.
Yeah, and I think I went first. And I didn't do terribly, but I didn't like kill like I had been the other times. And they actually called me and they were like, "Hey, like, you know, you were going to go." And this is exactly what you don't want to hear. Like, you were going to go at one point, but like you're not going, but we want to tell you, like, you know, we really liked you. And it was like the year like Aziz went.
Oh, wow.
It was like people went, like, I mean, not that I, and then I had a friend who lived in Minneapolis, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Aspen. Yeah. Well, and I was like, how did that happen? He's like, a guy taped me and sent it in, and I'm going. I was like, oh, God.
I know. Because it's like, you know, people move to New York so they can get these opportunities, but then they don't take everybody from New York because they want to act like they're taking people from around the country. So, and now, you know, with YouTube and stuff, it's like people just sending videos and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if I had done that, that one set and sent it, I probably would have gone. But, you know, because this guy just had a great set, and then they were like, oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually. And it's all positioning in the lineup. That's why. And then I would host some of them, which I fucking hated, because hosting is like, you're not your best self. It's, again, it's like positioning on a comedy show.
So you're, and you also are getting in front of them, and they're and they might see you as that.
Right. Like, oh, so he's semi-bombing in front of the most important people, you know, this, you know, cold crowd, people still walking in, bunch of tourists from different countries. You know, I'm like, this is, you know.
One time the year before when I had auditioned for Aspen, it was a I think it was downstairs at Broadway, and it was a horrible show. There was like barely anyone there. And so I started, you know, I wasn't doing well because it was a bad crowd. And I started doing jokes about the crowd, how like it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
And I started getting laughs. And I think they were like, yeah, like, you know, you can't do that. Like, we didn't hear your material.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I mean, I switched it up to make me funnier. Like, to get laughs. So and then Aspen ended, I think, like, the next year.
Well, I think what they do is... I'm coming through here, right, by the way?
You are, yeah.
I think what they do with those things is, like, they always say, like, in these contests, like, we don't care about the audience reaction.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
We just watch you and what you're saying. But I'm like, you know, if you're bombing and you have, or if you have a bad position on the lineup, which... By the way, who anyone's listening to, you people in Japan, who in Thailand, whoever listens to this.
People who don't speak English.
Position is the only thing that matters in a comedy show.
And it's like literally virtually impossible to separate the audience reaction from what you're doing in comedy. It's just like you can't do it. And
but you could have a good set first or last. You can.
Yeah.
The chance of having a great set is so much smaller. You know what I mean? And... That's why those sweet spots in the middle, the 3, 4, and 5s,
right?
You know, those are the, you know, if you don't do well in those spots, you don't deserve to be on the show.
Yeah.
Unless the show's complete train wreck.
Yeah, I remember, what I was going to say is, like, it's very hard to separate, you know, not doing, you know, not getting laughs from the comedy. I can do that.
Right.
Comedians probably can do that. Like, I can watch people bombing and be like, oh, that guy's hilarious.
Yeah.
But those people can't, like, the industry people, they're not like that. They base everything on, they're not going to be like, because a lot of times early on, they're risking the higher ups. These are the people that they're like, hey, you should look at this guy, he's really good. So if you're bombing, they're not going to be like, this guy bombed, but like, he is good.
Right.
So because then the higher up people, that's what happened. I kept auditioning for like the lower people. And then the last one was like all the big people.
Wow.
And, yeah, that was a real bummer. Like, I remember being really bummed out.
Because it's a huge deal. I mean,
it is.
It's not like it used to be, like, 20 or 30 years ago. You got into Montreal, you'd get, like, you do well at Montreal, you get a sitcom the next day.
It wasn't like that, but you could, it helped you
a lot.
But
then there was some story about, remember you hear the story?
Yeah, Chicken.
Chicken, the guy.
He killed himself. He was, like, the end of it, because he got, like, $100,000.
Right.
He would, like, hump the stool or something.
And, you know, and then he was not good, really. And
yeah.
So then, like...
Didn't you steal his axe?
Yeah. I hump a lot of stools.
Yeah. Yeah, I talk about that. Actually, that's in that movie I made, Adventures in Comedy.
Oh, yeah, the stool humping?
Lenny Marcus, I interviewed him for it, and he talks about the chicken.
Oh, really?
He's like, everyone knows what ended the big Montreal deals. And he's like, it was the chicken. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. And I was like, what happened? He's like, oh, yeah, he killed himself.
Well.
He hung himself or something. Good way to start. But, yeah, he was like the end. I think I saw him once live.
Was he
the live chicken?
He called himself Chicken?
Yeah. I don't know what he did. He was on like a Mad TV or something.
Well, I think just after a while, Montreal then changed from like getting big deals from it to getting a good agent after. That's what I've heard what happens now, which is still pretty good.
Yeah.
If you get a super powerful agent.
Manager.
Yeah, manager, whatever.
TV spot. You'll get a TV spot out of it.
But, you know, you still have to, you're not guaranteed anything. You're just like, you're going to have a lot of doors open for you.
Actually, that friend of mine who went didn't really do anything for it. I think he might have gotten a TV spot. And then
who's that?
His name's Chell Bjorgen. When I started like in LA in 2000, I met him early on. He was starting also, and we became like really good friends. And he had this funny setup where like he was from Minnesota, and these two friends of his he went to high school with like had moved to Minnesota to be actors, and his friend was like a trust fund guy, and he bought this like mansion in the hills. And Chell lived there for like $600 a month. And so it was right near where I lived. And we would all just hang out at this like mansion all the time. And it was really weird. It felt like being at someone's house where their parents were just always out of town.
Well, that's a good friend.
They had a pool and everything. And then this story is really, I know it's off track, but then like, I moved back to New York and Chell was still living there. And then this guy who owned it was like trying to like start a rap label.
Oh, God.
And Chell would call me and be like, I can't live here anymore. It's like, oh, there's all these like people here all the time. And I was like, oh, you can't leave. It's like a mansion. He's like, no, I'm leaving. He moved out a week later. The place got robbed at like gunpoint by like 10 dudes who came in with masks and guns and robbed all the studio equipment. Like tied everyone up. Isn't that insane?
Right after he left, it seems
like a week or two. Yeah, exactly.
Like I think it might have been an inside job,
but it was basically he got out like right at the right, and then he moved. He was really good friends with Tig Notaro.
Oh, okay.
And he lived with Tig in Venice, and whenever I'd go to LA, I'd stay there at Tig's house.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Tig. I knew Tig pretty well. She was always really nice.
Yeah, I think you brought that up once.
Yeah. Do I bring it up a lot?
No.
You bring that up every night. I met her really early in LA. I met her. We did a contest together, me and her came in first and second, and she was like, wow, you're so great. This is like a real story.
Yeah.
She was like, give me your car. I want to like see you. You're so good.
Your car?
Card. Give me your car. That's how it works in LA. You're so good. Give me your stuff. Anyway. Were you going to say something about that?
No.
What do you want to get into? We've covered everything.
Yeah, we went from Big Sick to stand up.
Right. Well, Tig's a good thing because Louis C.K. ruined him. And Artie Lang, there was like a thing in like an article about Artie Lang was commenting on Aziz and Louis C.K.
And I like that because Artie Lang, I feel like he feels like he's living on borrowed. You know, he knows he's not in the best of shape. So he's like, he doesn't have to kiss anyone's ass anymore.
Yeah.
And the shit he said about C.K., which was basically like.
What did he say?
He said that Louis C.K. was overrated.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say this on?
Big interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he said Louis C.K. was overrated.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, you know, it was like kind of the situation, the Emperor's New Clothes.
Wow.
You know, but his clothes actually came off.
Yeah.
And were on the,
that's where,
the,
that's
on the
funny,
ground
yeah.
on the hotel or whatever he said.
He really was naked and no one was saying anything.
And then he hit Aziz. And Aziz, that guy, I guess, you know, just a lot doesn't have a lot of friends in the business.
Right. That's what we were talking about last time. That's the problem with him and these guys is they piss off so many people so no one has. Even though go ahead, what you're going to say, but I'll say it next.
No, he just said that, I guess he's just not friendly with people. And he's like he'll be at the Comedy Cellar, and while everyone else is like just kind of socializing, he's like writing.
Right.
And Artie Lang was like, yeah, we're all sitting there hanging out, and he's like a young Bob Dylan, like fucking writing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, scribbling in his, you know, he's like, you do that before you come down. You don't, you know?
Yeah, and then he gets up there. He's like, I love women. I can't believe I wasn't seeing the women. That's Aziz Rock.
I love women, you guys. Yeah.
What was I going to say about him? Oh, one thing I've noticed, though, it's like all these comedians like coming into his defense. And you can tell it's people that are like, hey, Aziz, like, I'm on your side. Like, why don't you put me on the show? I'm like, dude, he's not going to give you like a break.
Yeah, and he's kind of been hiding. I think he's like, everyone's trying to figure out what's going on there. You know, everyone, because the whole time they're like, is this bad or is it not bad? Your people are taking chiming in. Right. But I think the longer this kind of drags out, the worse it is for him.
You don't, everyone's like, well, it's not ruining his career. But it's kind of like, you don't want your face next to Louis C.K.'s face and in the same breath as like Weinstein and the Me Too. You don't want Me Too in your name.
And that guy who, the Olympic guy who.
What's going on?
He 175 years.
What was he doing? He was molesting the gymnast?
Yeah, I think so.
Why, that like does not surprise me at all. He would bring them to the side and be like, oh, you have an injury, stuff like that.
Something like that. Because I have a friend, he's a comic, who went to Michigan State, and that's where it was going on. And he's like, yeah, it's a little embarrassing.
Jeez. I mean, I can't even keep up with them. So Aziz didn't show up to the SAG Awards, and that was a big thing. That like, and it looked really bad. And then there was a thing where he was nominated and when they said his name, no one applauded. Did you hear that?
Oh, no, God.
They kind of just said his name and no one applauded. And the thing is, like, everyone's like, oh, it looks so bad he didn't go. But, like, he was in it. There's no, either way he was going to lose. Imagine if he showed up. What do you think would happen?
I don't know. I mean, James Franco's kind of hitting it more head on, you know?
Yeah.
And Artie Lang in this interview, which you have to read, he was like, maybe you should just not fucking apologize or whatever. Because he was talking about Trump, you know, Artie Lang. And he's like, you know, in the Billy Bush Trump interview, you know, with the pussy thing.
I'm familiar.
he said, only one of those two guys apologized.
Yeah.
And the other guy is president.
Yeah.
And he goes, and the other guy, this is really funny, he's working in a gift shop in Kennebunkport.
Is he back now? Billy Bush?
He's trying, but it's...
What was the gripe with him? What did he do?
He participated in a conversation. But I mean, Trump doesn't apologize. I mean, there is a point to that.
But Billy Bush didn't... I mean, I'm not... He didn't really do anything.
No, but he was like, you know...
He was like a ha-ha-ha.
Right.
Like, he's around a crazy... You know that you're around a crazy guy, and you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, he wanted the interview. You just agree with the craziness.
I was around, after a show once, these guys came up to me, and they were like, thought I was really funny. They wanted to hang out with me, and they were like, oh, do you want to hang out? And I was like, all right. And then... This guy literally drove me through the woods for like 10 minutes and made a joke. Oh, yeah, I'm going to kill you. And I was just like, oh. And then we got there and he just was like, I want to do comedy too. And he starts telling me just racist jokes.
Oh,
and I'm there with his friends and I can't be like, hey.
Yes.
I'm in the middle of the woods. I don't like that. I was just like, yeah.
Right. Like you think in 2005, if fucking Billy, whenever that interview was, if he just stormed out of the trailer, like, you've offended my sensibilities, sir.
He didn't. What can you do?
No.
You have to be like, yeah. It doesn't mean he, I don't know, whatever. So.
But that's the thing. It's the getting back to this, like, Trump just doesn't apologize, and then people just, they're outraged for a day or two, and then they move on. And it's like, I'm not defending these guys, these actions of these celebrities, but maybe that's the move. Maybe you go, yeah,
totally.
I fucked her, and I asked her what room I wanted to fuck her in, and I don't apologize.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, Trump was just like, well, I was just saying things.
Right.
His, like, now seems like not that bad. that's where we've come in a year. So James Franco, I thought he was going to get away from it, but it doesn't seem to be getting away from him. Like he seems to be losing because he, first of all, the Oscars, we'll get it. You know, this is a good segue. The nominations just came out. He didn't get nominated.
Right. Yeah. You knew that wasn't going to happen.
I had a feeling it wasn't going to happen, but yeah. And what is his? He like made a girl like blow him or something?
I don't know. His was fishy with acting. It all involved with acting classes. It all seemed a little shady, but you know, it's like, I think one of the.
It just sounded exactly what you would do. No, I'm not saying I would do it, but like, it was like women who were like, we had classes and then he was like, take off your shirt.
I think
that's showbiz.
But I think he was just stupid because, you know, he would always do all these side projects. Remember he was like on a soap opera in New York City and he wants to be a man of the people or whatever. But you know what? If you hang out with regular people, you better make sure that you know, this is why sometimes celebrities are isolated because they don't want to, if they hang around with normal people might fuck them over.
Exactly. You know? If you try to, bang these normal people.
Yeah, or just like, you know, a lot of people have no money, whatever.
Yeah.
They're
going to take advantage. Yeah. He's going to take advantage of them. That's like, I mean, I know it's bad. It just seems like he must be like, what the fuck? That's what everyone was doing for a long time. Just you're famous and you're like, can you take your shirt off?
I think the problem is with Hollywood is, first of all, it's a very liberal community, you know, on the exterior, but also that, you know, this social media outrage is like, if there's somebody who's accused of something, everyone will go on social media and say, I will not watch Aziz's show.
Right.
I'm canceling my Netflix
subscription. So that's why they have to like do something. But do you think they're going to do anything? They're not canceling a show, right?
I don't know. That's up in the air, I guess.
Because his isn't really dying down either. Like, what do you think he's doing? He's just at home, like...
I think what he's doing right now is
writing.
What he's doing, what all these guys do, is I think he's retracing his steps and making sure that no one else comes out.
Yeah.
And he's getting lawyers involved. I think TJ Miller was doing that. They were calling people up.
Yeah.
Or Franco was calling people and apologize. Like, they're trying now to, like, because it's always the more. You
right. Because TJ Miller's went away, like, immediately.
Well, where is he? They're all in hiding, all these guys.
I think he wasn't big enough for anyone to really care.
He was getting really big.
I mean, I do think he's big, but he wasn't, like, it showed he wasn't, like, a huge. Because I think a lot of people are like, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, well, they're leaving him in the Deadpool sequel. They're not scrubbing. Yeah. They're not plumbering him.
I think they're probably like, well, let's see if we can just get away with it. yeah, it's a very. So the Oscar nominations came out. Yeah. Do you know who got nominated?
I've been trying to keep up with all the movies and stuff.
Kumail and his wife got nominated for that movie for screenplay.
Yeah, but not the.
What's her for Margot Robbie got I, Tonya.
That was good. And Three Billboards, which is...
I haven't seen that, but no one likes it.
I liked it.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Everyone, but it's like the big awards movie, right?
Yeah, I mean...
And then, so Casey Affleck, they can't have him come back. He pulled out. He said he's not going, but do you think that they were like, you can't come?
Yeah, probably.
He must be like, what the fuck? Imagine like... It's basically like, oh, wow, here, you got the Oscar. It's like, okay, cool. You're like, yeah, don't come back. Like, wait, that was 9 months ago. Yeah, sorry, lots changed.
We talked about this last year. I even said that was going to sabotage him last year. It didn't because it was just a little bit before.
Oh, God.
He got under the wire. He got an Oscar right under the wire.
Can you believe how much it's changed since, like, that was like 10 months ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like he's not even allowed in the building. But I'm glad I didn't want to hear him mumble, giving the Best Actress award.
So you guys. To be honest, I think
my Casey Affleck impression is like the best impression I do.
Let's hear it. Hey, you guys. this often one. Ben, great brother.
Didn't he like rape people too, Ben Affleck? No, he grabbed someone's tits or something. Yeah. They're like, get out of here. Those guys must be so mad. They were just like running the town. Yeah. I'm sure they still are, but they were just running around grabbing people's tits. And
well, you know, you get that stink on you. Sometimes people don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
You know, you have projects. All of a sudden people are canceling projects and stuff, you know.
I bet you it'll affect him, Casey Affleck. That must suck. He just won the Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I know, because I don't even think he made like a ton of money yet, because I think that... He wasn't in one of the... You figured his next move would be in some superhero movie where we get like a $50 million.
Yeah.
But he's not going to get that now.
Yeah, what's he going to do next? Manchester by the Sea.
Two.
Part two. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. It was good. I mean, he's good. Yeah, he's fine. But
I thought Denzel Washington was better in Fences.
Yeah. I mean, he was, but he just was screaming a lot. That was, but what else is nominated?
Let's
go over the movies from last year.
Dunkirk, didn't see, but I've heard.
I saw it. It was fine.
Get Out, which I'm glad got nominated because I thought it was
good. That was good.
Lady Bird, Give Me a Raspberry.
I mean, everyone loves it. I think that's going to win shit. It has. Of course it's going to win because of the women thing. The women are just going to win like everything.
Oh, I'm reading the wrong list, actually, but that was pretty much the...
I heard somebody came out yesterday where the Oscar statue got accused of sexual misconduct, so he's not going to the awards. They're just not going to have Oscar statues. You know, one time I was, you know the story, I was at the Oscars once, I was on them, And like when I was backstage before about to go on, there was like a table full of Oscars like right there.
Chanel.
So I was like right next to like all the Oscars.
You had an F. Murray Abraham in your house right
I
now.
Know. I remember being like, wow. I mean, I was going to go on stage. I couldn't just go on stage with an Oscar in my hand. Wouldn't that have been hilarious? That guy dancing in the back of an Oscar?
He's the best sound mixer and he also dances?
He must be a really good dancer. They just handed him an Oscar? Yeah, so that's my story. Go ahead.
What year was that?
I think it was like 1940.
Oh, okay.
No, it was 1984.
So maybe that was Amadeus year.
No, I think Amadeus was the next year. It was the year Nicholson won for Terms of Endearment.
Oh, okay. Because
I met him.
Oh, yeah.
And I met, he came up to me holding his Oscar. It's so funny. It was so long ago now. It like doesn't seem like real. It's like a dream. It's like
how great was his night after that night, you think?
I don't know. I mean, we parted ways at like 3 a.m.
Just see, if you saw him. He almost every night of his was always great, but that night must have been amazing for him.
Yeah, and it's really funny because like it was when I didn't really know famous people. I recognized him. I think I knew his name. But you know, he like had his sunglasses on, and you know, I was like there. I was like for that time, I was like there that night, seeing all those people.
Yeah.
But he really stood out. He was like the guy. Because I remember he was really nice. He like came up to like me and some of the other kids.
What did he say? He's like, hope you enjoyed the...
He was like, hey, you should go into comedy. Thanks. I mean, I kind of blame that moment for me going to comedy. Because like, I think I was like 10 or 11. Mm. And I think I was like, wow, this is really easy.
And then you worked on a Jack Nicholson impression, then realized everyone does a Jack Nicholson impression.
Yeah, exactly. I never could do, I didn't even try. I never tried to do impressions. Yeah. And then who was another? I met Christy Brinkley. That was another big thing. She was like the hot chick at the time. But it's funny. It was such a different time. Like people, it was like the beginning of celebrity culture.
Yeah.
Like I remember the next day we were at the airport and like seeing on the cover of papers all the pictures from the awards. And being, you know, it just shows how I was young. You know, I was like, why do people care so much about this?
This was in L.A., though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do the Oscars ever in New York.
No, it was in L.A. Yeah, they flew us to L.A. It was like we were there for like a week. It was like a whole, it was like a huge, amazing thing. And I do remember specifically having the moment of seeing like how being on the inside of it and then seeing people react on the outside. And being like, wow, people seem really like interested in that, like in celebrities, like why? And I think I was like, well, I'm one of them now.
So before E and shit, you know?
Yeah, E. I mean, that's ridiculous. There's a channel about oh god, what a joke.
Hey, you want to do like?
Yeah.
Want to do quick Oscar picks right here?
Sure. Yeah, let's go through each one.
All right. So best picture, we'll just do the big ones.
Was it 10 or just 5 again?
10.
It was 10.
Yeah. All right, so it's Call Me By Your Name. That's like the...
I haven't seen the gay one.
Gay one.
Yeah.
Darkest Hour. Dunkirk.
I don't know. I saw Dunkirk. It was fine.
Get Out. Lady Bird. Phantom Thread. I think that's what's his name's last movie,
Daniel
right?
Day-Lewis. That looks weird. It's just him being shitty to some woman. That's not winning anything.
No. The Post. Shape of Water. 3 Billboards. Yeah, that's it.
I think it's going to be Lady Bird. I think she's... What are you going to say?
No, go ahead.
I think she's going to win director. It won't win Best Picture. Shape of Water, 3 Billboards will.
I think 3 Billboards is going to win, but I don't know. Lead actor, it's probably, you got Timothée Chalamet, whatever. He's like...
Yeah, wait, what's that? What movie is that?
Call Me By Your Name. He was also in Lady Bird. Daniel Day-Lewis.
So he's a real tough guy?
Daniel Kaluuya.
The guy from Get Out. Yeah.
Gary Oldman, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, what was he in?
He was in this movie that didn't do well, Roman J.S. He's like the new Meryl Streep. He just gets nominated.
They're like, he saw him. They just nominated him for a movie he saw. He was so good in the audience. who do you think is going to win?
Oldman's was winning all the other ones, so it's got to be him.
I thought everyone hated him. I thought he did something.
I think he did something, but...
Everyone forgot? Yeah. It's like everyone forgets the other... Like Marky Mark like almost murdered a guy a while ago. Everyone's like, yeah, that's fine.
I think if something comes out or is about him, then the backup might be maybe Daniel Day-Lewis, only because it'll be his last movie, so he says, or the guy for Get Out. Just to be...
You think he might win?
Well, no, you know,
I think it's over after last year.
What?
I think after last year, that's over for like 5 years. Giving it to like black guys. They're like, no, you got it. You guys got it last year. I think it maybe will be Daniel Day-Lewis. That's kind of a weak Denzel. He's like, Denzel Washington's not going to win for the movie.
The movie was just not, it wasn't even reviewed well. So
all right, so I'll say Daniel Day-Lewis. Maybe Gary Oldman. It probably will be him.
Actress Sally Hawkins. I heard she doesn't talk in that movie.
What movie?
The Shape of Water.
Oh, okay.
Frances McDormand, who's been winning the other ones.
She has.
Yeah. Margot Robbie, the girl from Lady Bird, and Meryl Streep.
It won't be Meryl Streep. It won't be Lady Bird. It'll probably be who's the Shape of Water one. They like it when you don't talk in the movie.
Yeah, no.
I think she's a genius. She didn't say anything.
I want to say Frances McDormand because she's been cleaning up the other awards.
Yeah, she'll probably win.
People like her, and you know she's very a powerful woman.
Yeah,
you know that's you know she'll make a nice speech.
Yeah, she will. But, you know, women, we're so much better than men. James Franco's, I mean, so funny, they just shit on Aziz during their speech. Fuck Aziz, that's so,
hey, man, why you guys got to pick on me?
You know, so this is a side thing. I remember one time years ago, there was a message board called Special Thing. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And it was about comedy, and people would, like, comment about comedians, and someone made a comment about Aziz. This was like 10 years ago, and it was something. I forgot what they said, something about him, not even that bad, and he went on the message board. And he was like, why are you guys attacking me? Why are you guys? And I'm like, man, if you're that mad about that, what do you think he is like at home now? You know what I mean?
I know he's losing.
Imagine being that guy's friend, like really good friend now. You have to hang out with him all the time.
Oh, man, what the fuck? Your Aziz is pretty good, too.
It is pretty good, right?
Hey, man. This is bullshit, man.
It's good and not good. It turns into not him.
To be funny, I've never really, his stand-up, nothing, but I was watching some, you ever watch that show Parks and Rec?
Yeah. Not really.
It's actually pretty.
No, everyone says it's great. I'm sure it's good.
It's funny. He's actually funny on it. But
yeah.
He kind of plays like a loser, kind of slimy guy on it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's kind of good at that.
Yeah, but you wonder if that's really acting. What's
I
going
mean,
on.
Yeah. I don't think I think he was a good actor, but he's like God. But yeah. Like, I don't think he had a big range. I think he was always just himself, and that's what they wanted. They wanted like, oh, he's this guy who's just. I feel like all that shit just comes down. He's just really charismatic. As much as I maybe wasn't that into his stand-up, I always was like, he kind of was like a star, I think. But anyway, yeah, who else?
All right, so we'll say supporting actor.
Supporting actor.
Defoe, the Florida Project. I've heard something about it. But
wait, hold the mic closer.
Oh.
Okay.
Willem Dafoe, the Florida Project.
Yeah, that's not winning.
Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards.
Maybe
Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards, probably. So
no win over Woody Harrelson.
No, because usually they split the vote with that stuff. So neither one of them, in my opinion, will win.
Wow, that's interesting.
That used to happen with the Godfather movies. Like they would have seven. Everyone was Godfather. Like four out of the five nominations were that was like supporting actor were for the Godfather. And
right.
Godfather 2, and so none of them won because it split the vote. And then the one person that wasn't in the Godfather won.
Yeah.
So that usually happens.
They're like, the award goes to Jerry Mathers. Do you know who that is?
The Beaver.
Yeah, Leave It to Beaver. Like, what? He beat everyone in The Godfather?
Come on, this wasn't easy, but I'll say the other. Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards.
Who are the other guys?
Richard Jenkins, who I really like. I think he's a great actor.
What was he? What's he in?
Shape of Water.
Is he like the bald guy?
Yeah.
You know, I think I when I was in L.A., I lived in L.A. in like 2011, and it was like a night. I hated it because I had nothing to do when I was just bored all the time. And they have yoga studios everywhere. You know, they have yoga studios everywhere because everyone there is like miserable and trying to get out of their minds. And I went to this yoga class, and there was a part where they were like, okay, now go to the person next to you and put your hands on each other's hands and lean in. And the guy next to me was that guy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, isn't that funny? And it was just so funny because we were like leaning into each other, like our hand, and I could tell, like, I didn't want to do it, and he was kind of like, oh, God. And I was like, is this the guy from Flirting with Disaster? Isn't he in that?
Yeah. I like guys who get it late, and he got famous kind of later.
Yeah.
And he was also in like the Farrelly Brothers movies. Like a couple of them. But I first noticed him, he was on 6 Feet Under. Remember that show?
Yeah.
He played the dad and stuff like that.
Was he in Bill and Ted? No, he's not. So I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah.
What else was he? What's a big thing? Oh, he was in Eat, Pray, Love, right?
Yeah, and he was in a really good movie a couple of years ago. I think it was called The Visitor. It was about the guy who takes in this guy who's like an illegal immigrant. It's a really good movie.
I remember that, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. He's always like, he's in a lot, but he's not winning.
He's not going to win.
No, it's Plummer's going to win. There's no way he's not going to win.
Oh, God, he's going to win.
The guy's 80. He's been in a billion movies, and he's replaced like a rapist.
Yeah. Oh, they just want to screw that guy even more. That's like the equivalent of taking away Kevin Spacey's Oscars. Here you go, buddy. It's kind of like when you, like, you ever do a show where, like, you bomb,
mm-hmm.
and then they hate you so... Well, this happened to me, or they hate me so much, the next person they laugh at a lot to make me even madder. They're like, we like him.
They're just happy. It's like, that's not you. We're happy that it's
right.
Him.
And I also think that it happened to me once where I yelled at the crowd. Like, it got really bad, and they really hated me.
Wow.
They were heckling me. It was really early on. I didn't know how to handle it, and they were not being nice, and so I started to not be nice, and the guy made me get off stage, and then the next guy went on, and he wasn't good, and they were just like, as I was leaving, you could see the audience like laughing loud and like looking at me like, yeah, him, he's better. So anyway, yeah, I think
no, because I remember like first starting out bombing, and I would say, I would get belligerent with the audience too. I would piss on the show. I go, this show sucks.
Yeah, I would do that more. I used to get really mad. There were a couple times I got really. That was one of the. That was like the first time where like a crowd was being like really mean. Like they just they didn't want a show. They didn't know there was a show. It was a nightmare. And then they yelled at me. They heckled me, and I was like. I called someone a whore. I had seen a comedian, like a road guy, call people whores in the crowd and like get laughs. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. And I was like, shut up, you stupid, you worthless whore. And it didn't work because the tone of the room was bad.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't doing well. He would do it when he was doing well.
Right.
So when I said that, they went nuts.
Was it like an ambush show? Did they even know the show?
Yeah, it was in like Hermosa Beach. It was like I'd been doing stand-up like a year and a half. And I think it was the first time I was getting paid like a good chunk of money. It was like $200.
Oh, wow.
For like 15 minutes. And I think I got through 6 minutes. I mean, the entire room was yelling at me.
I know, but it was in a bar, right? It wasn't.
No, it was like a club. Oh. And it was happy hour. And people were just there. And it wasn't even a stage. It was like a ramp that was like 10 feet up, and the host didn't even do time. He was like, all right, I'm gonna do this thing and bring you up. I'm like, oh, how long have you done stand-up? He's like, I don't do stand-up. I was like, oh boy. And then he just showed a scene from There's Something About Mary when he gets his dick caught in the zipper, and then that was it. And he was like, okay, here's a comedian. And people were like, what is this? And then the only thing I remember is like I was yelling at one point. Someone was like, why don't you tell a joke? And I go, yeah, I already tried that. I go, that's over. I'm not doing that now.
I did a gig just as almost as bad this year, probably a couple of months ago. I shouldn't have taken the gig, but
did they like yell at you?
No, it was just they weren't. There were. It was like it was kind of a quasi company party, but half the people weren't even like paying attention. Only a few people were sitting at the seat.
Yeah,
and we were told explicitly,
don't be dirty.
No, they said be dirty. Just swing for the fences.
Wow, man. Really?
Yeah.
Heard that.
No, but that's what they told us.
And then they didn't.
And then I got comments after, like, you know, that was a little much. And I'm like, dude. So I realized when you do these shows, because they'll always give you a barometer of the dirtiness.
Yeah, that means, like, say, like, hey.
Well, sometimes they'll say, be completely clean. And then you find out that you can be a little dirty, but you just got to, you can't start dirty. You just got to slowly get there. But they don't know anything about dirty, clean. You just kind of have to figure it out for yourself, you know?
Right, right. So they thought dirty, saying swing for the fences was like my girlfriend is crazy in bed. She likes to have sex.
This guy's out of his mind.
This guy's the next Lenny Bruce. I can't believe he went there. No, so then I remember in this thing, I knew it was really bad because I heard a woman at one point go, this is unbelievable. Like that it was like she couldn't believe what she was witnessing. Oh. Like, and I was like, the guy was just like, get up. And I was like, well, that's it for me, you guys.
I've had some bad gig like that, or like even the one a few months back, which I should have never taken. But it was these gigs, sometimes you take them and it's like, it goes so poorly, and a lot of it's out of your control. But like, you, after the show's over, you're like, I gotta make sure that they pay me because I'm not sure if they're going to.
Yeah, this one they paid me right when I got there. They would not have paid me after that. I mean, it was, the guy was like, well, I came off stage and, well, see what happens. I tried to do jokes at the beginning, and everyone was like, me, and I did, you know. Honestly, I mean, I didn't know how to handle it. And I knew before going up, I was like, this is going to be awful. I have no idea how to handle this. Right. And I did a couple of jokes, and like, people were just yelling things, like obnoxious things, because they were like, what is this shit? And I just took it really hard, fast.
It's frustrating though, because if you don't have the focus of people, you know, in your mind you're like, oh my god, I gotta do this for 15 or 20 minutes or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and I didn't, you know, I had never at that point gone, like, I had not great shows, but I hadn't had shows where everyone like hated me, it was screaming at me immediately. So I just didn't, you know, and like I just took it to, like, now, I mean, I know it, I would just like do jokes and be like, oh, I'm sorry you hate it so much.
Right, right.
You know,
you wouldn't like panic or anything.
I wouldn't call them a whore, you know what I mean? Yeah, I panicked. I didn't know what to do. I mean, it's like being attacked by like it's almost like being robbed by like five people out of nowhere. You're just like,
No, it's just people who set up the venues correctly. Because I remember a couple of years ago, I did something, I think with Bob, or something in Long Island, and it was at a bar, and there's a football game on, and it's on a million TVs, and it's really loud, and people are just watching it.
Well, we did a show, what, like that Christmas show, like a year or 2 years ago, and that was like it ended up being fine, but that was like a nightmare room.
But in fairness, that Rich, or the guy who booked it, said this is...
He said it was going to be bad, right?
Yeah, he said, this is what it is, which is fine, because you know what's going into it.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes you get these gigs, and I do them just for money, and a lot of times they're good.
That's why I did it.
Yeah. But other times,
I did it for the fame.
But you're doing it a lot of times for the money, and a lot of times it's just, you know, going into it. The second you walk into you're like, all right, this is going to be bad.
It was just a packed, I got there, it was just a packed bar, people yelling.
Yeah.
And then the show was just people yelling at you. I mean, it was kind of like they were part of the show yelling. They weren't mad at you. They were into the show, but they were yelling the whole time.
Right. And whoever books it goes, whoever booked it was probably not a comedian. And he's probably like, you know, all I got to do is give you a mic, and you'll have them eating out of your hands.
I was wasted. That was a show you had to get wasted before you went up, because you just had to be part of them. So it was just everyone in the room is wasted. You just have a microphone. And you're just like, yeah, shut up. Look at this fat chick. You know, look at this guy's a loser. Yeah. Like, that was that kind of a show. This guy's a dick.
And you feel so dirty after that show.
Yeah, that was like a rough. Yeah. That was weird. But anyway, so the Oscar.
Yeah, where are we going here? What did I say? Supporting actress, Mary J. Blige.
What? For what? For Mudbound?
Yeah, which is on Netflix. I still don't understand how that happened.
I didn't see that. I mean,
you can watch it on Netflix, though.
I know. I don't even, like, that looks like a, like, I don't want to see that.
I heard it was all right.
It looks like it's probably good, but it just looks so depressing. Isn't it just like people getting beaten up the whole movie? It's about slavery?
Something like that, or after slavery. Allison Janney.
She'll win.
She's really good in that. Leslie Manfield, Phantom Thread. Laurie Metcalf, Lady Bird. But
maybe.
She might win because they'll want to give something to Lady Bird, I think, maybe. But
I think Lady Bird's going to win director, definitely. I think that's like a lock.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless...
Who else?
You got Jordan Peele for Get Out.
No,
which,
they want to give it to a woman.
Yeah.
This is the woman year.
It's true. I mean, you know what? To be honest, if this wasn't the woman year, fucking Jordan Peele probably gets the Oscar.
Probably, yeah. Last year he would have.
And to be honest, you know,
this year they're going to be like, get out. No, seriously, Jordan Peele, just get out of here. You didn't win.
He deserves it, though, because I think his movie was the best, really.
Yeah, it was good. I think I saw it twice in the theater. I thought it was really good. And I've seen it on HBO a couple of times. It's good. It's just once you know it, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Once you know that, look what happened.
But it was just very creative and very, you know.
No, it was great. I think it was really good. I thought it was one of the best movies of the year.
I think the only fault they had, it was released in April, so it almost got forgotten, you know.
Was it? I thought it was more like in June. Well, I don't
Earlier
know.
Earlier in the
May,
year.
Maybe.
It was in April, though.
Yeah, but it did amazing. It made like over $100 million. So that one, what were we going through?
Director, that's the last one we'll do. Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan, he's not getting it. Jordan Peele,
wait,
possibly Get Out.
No way.
Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird.
They want it. They want her to.
Phantom Thread. Paul Thomas Anderson. Paul Thomas Anderson seems to make one movie a decade. Does he?
What was his last movie?
Wasn't it like, I don't know.
Isn't he P.T. Anderson now? Now he used to be P.T. I don't know.
But he made the other movie, There Will Be Blood and Boogie Nights and
Well, yeah, yeah.
Magnolia.
But didn't he make something like recently? I don't know.
I think Paddington 2.
Yeah, that's probably it. Didn't he make... didn't he make Girls Trip?
This is actually kind of funny because people on Twitter, for some reason I saw this, the animated feature people got all pissed off at.
Why?
Because it was, all right, The Breadwinner, don't know what that is, Coco, that's the Disney one.
Yeah.
Loving Vincent, something maybe. And then Ferdinand, I guess the bowl.
Ferdinand.
Yeah,
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. What is it? Ferdinand. Yeah.
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Ferdinand?
What's that? That's like not a word. Ferdinand's like a name, right?
Yeah.
Ferdinand is like a really shitty dad.
Anyway, Boss Baby won or got nominated over the Lego Batman movie.
And people are mad.
People are going to ape shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, these are both like, I love animation. I fucking love animation.
Are we like about to have a nuclear war?
And I saw Boss Baby because
Boss Baby.
It was on Netflix. It wasn't half bad. I can't believe that it would be
what
that much
that?
Worse than the Lego movie.
What? I don't even... Was it the Batman Lego movie?
Yeah.
I don't... Who gives a shit? People really were mad about that?
They were going crazy.
Man, I want that life.
You know, they were putting up memes like, oh no, I don't want to live in a world where the Lego movie doesn't... I'm like,
wow.
Dude,
who's putting that up, Aziz? That's what he must be doing now, just trying to get his mind off of everything.
Lego movie!
Do you think, not to go by, but like, do you think he's like, I know it's not hurting his career now, but what do you think? In a year, can he just show up to award shows again?
Aziz, it is hurting his career now. How could you say it's not?
But I don't, because they didn't take it, you know, everyone else, they're like, yeah, we're taking away everything he ever had.
I'm just saying he's in a holding pattern right now. I think they're waiting.
Like Louis C.K., like Old Navy was like, we won't even sell that guy pants anymore. Just like they took everything from it. Like Aziz, they're like, yeah, like that was the only way the people were like, yeah, he didn't really do anything.
Yeah, but I still think it's holding pattern. I think that they're trying to sniff around. They want it.
Yeah.
They just need a couple more things to tip the scale.
Do you think Netflix is like kind of on the border right now? Like,
they're on the border.
We?
They just need a few more names and that's it. It's
right.
over. So all he can do now is make sure that no one says anything. And if there are stories that he should be paying people off. Right now,
yeah,
you have to just pay because paying someone $100,000 like Trump did with the stripper, or whatever,
yeah,
which
yeah.
doesn't even matter. For
I
him.
Can't believe that's like not even the story
no.
anymore.
But if you're Aziz, you have to any girl that you did this or something like it to,
right?
$100,000 is nothing to save your career.
How many do you think? Like, there have to be. Did you see that thing a girl wrote? A comedian, you probably know her, saying, "Oh, I know someone that he sexually harassed because she like worked with him on sets."
Oh no, I don't.
She wrote it was
but
right
the,
after.
Yeah, but that's the thing. These are the people you have to get
right.
to. And if you have to pay, like, seriously, if you have to pay these $100,000 for someone like him where he's teetering, that's nothing
right.
to save your career. You could pay out $1 million to save your career.
Yeah.
And I would do it. Would you?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he must have millions. I mean, it's you could put, you know, put aside $5 million for something like that. You have, because even it's worth it even if it takes most of your money, because it won't ruin your life.
Right, you can make the money back, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like, but I don't know, a year, you know, nowadays a year is like so many things happen now. So like, look at a year ago with Casey Affleck. Like,
yeah.
People are like, oh, whatever. Now it's like, yeah, he won't even... Yeah, he can't even go there anymore.
I think that people, these guys will come back in some form.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, it's like the baseball players who were on steroids, you know, and 10 years ago, all the ones that were caught.
Right.
Everyone was like, oh, they're pariahs. We'll never. And now a lot of them, some of them who were never proven got into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Some of them are borderline.
Who, McGuire? Was he one?
You know, like Piazza. They always, people right. had suspected, and a couple of guys this year. But it just seems like, you know, people do forgive, and then they also forget after a while.
Yeah.
But the problem is that for a lot of these things, this is not 1 year. They're 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, Pee Wee Herman was a decade probably before people started.
But things like, now everything's so much faster, you know what I mean? Like, it goes bad fast, and then it, like, now maybe it'll come. I don't know. It's just amazing.
I don't know,
to me.
Because you want to have enough time where you can separate the outrage, and also it's people get older and they don't care.
Was it just like,
because if you're 21 and you're pissed about Aziz, when you're 22, you may still be pissed about Aziz. When you're 30, you wouldn't give a shit.
Right, right.
You know?
But like, was it worth it? Like Louis C.K., was it worth it? Just everything you worked for your whole life, so you could jerk off like in front of people.
Well, remember, he was doing it so much before he was famous, and he has a problem.
How much good? How good is that? Like, is it enjoyable? Why can't you just jerk off alone? Why does it have to be also you have to ruin someone's life? Like, no, this isn't like, I don't get turned on unless it's like ruining.
I
your
still
life.
Think he justified it by thinking that he didn't
they
want
were into it.
He wasn't cheating on his wife.
Yeah.
You know, they look like they didn't seem like they were bothered by it. You
right.
know? I'm not touching them.
Yeah, that's true. And also, it was completely a different time.
Yeah.
Like, even when I heard the stories, I wasn't like, that's going to ruin him. I was like, oh, that's probably embarrassing.
Yeah, when he was doing it also, he was just a writer. Maybe he thought, I think he never thought he was going to be as big as he was. No one could predict that.
Yeah.
No one could predict he would have been, like, he was always successful, but to be the, like, the number one.
Oh,
winner.
Right. He wasn't, yeah, he wasn't that big. He wasn't hugely famous yet.
No, he had one, yeah, one stand-up special that really resonated.
But that was later. But by that, when it happened, the main one, I think he just kind of was like a known comic. I think he had that show. Not, he didn't even have Louis yet. Because it was right after that he started doing all the specials, I think.
No, I know, but he was always up there, but I think it was until these stand-up specials
right.
really hit that he became, like, huge.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can't believe that he would have predicted that would
no
happen.
Way, yeah, no
especially
way.
Especially when he was 40.
He made it late, he wasn't, like, good look, he wasn't, like, attractive. But that is amazing. Now it's becoming, like, you don't want to, like, get these awards.
You got a target.
Totally. I mean, you know, like, I think I said it before, like, people must, like, I you know, I don't know how real it is, but there's an article, James Franco's relieved he didn't get nominated because he doesn't have to go and have it. And if he won, then, like, then he really is a target.
Yeah, and you know what? In a he might have had a good chance. He didn't win the Golden Globe or something like that?
He did win.
Yeah.
James Franco, yeah.
I don't think they would have. They don't usually give it to comedies anyway, though.
Nah, he probably wouldn't have won. But... Yeah, it's amazing to me how he's kind of... I thought he was getting around it, but I guess he didn't. I don't know. So is that it with the Oscars?
All right, now we'll go to the Grammys. No.
Okay, yeah. Those are coming up, what, Sunday?
I don't know. I guess they
I
are.
I don't know anything about
I
that
saw
shit.
I'm feeling old because I saw the best song. You know how they do best record and best song, which is always the dumbest thing.
What's the difference?
The song goes to the songwriter. The record just goes to the artist.
Right.
Usually. And if sometimes it's both... You know,
don't they always just give it to, like, didn't everyone get mad, like, Adele won everything 1 year?
Yeah, there was last year that she won. And
did she win last year?
I think it was last year, her album.
Wait, hold the mic to your face. Yeah.
It was her album, and it beat
Beyonce. That was last year or that was 2 years ago?
I think it was last year, and everyone went crazy.
Yeah, everyone got mad. It was a little ridiculous, because Beyonce's album was, like, there was a lot to it, and Adele was just kind of, every song was, like... And then he won't call me anymore.
But I thought the songs were catchier, though.
Yeah. Well, that one song. No, but did you get that album, Adele's album?
No, I liked some of the songs.
Well, the main song was good, but the rest of the album was just the exact same song. And every song literally is like this guy, like,
fucked me over.
Yeah, and then I wrote a really great song about it.
Well, you have this guy, you know, Childish Gambino or Donald Glover.
Oh yeah, now he like has a big deal, right? He's, about to become like
he's nominated for one of the best albums of the year.
Oh yeah, he's like huge.
Yeah.
Did you ever know him?
No, I never ran into him. I knew some of the guys that were in his troupe.
Or Derek.
Or they were in like I did some shows with them.
Yeah, he was a guy that he was around and he was coming up, but he wasn't like huge or I mean he was like doing like some TV stuff. He doesn't even do stand up anymore. That's kind of how he started. Yeah. I don't even think he cares. And he was rapping a little bit, and he was one of those guys everyone was like, God, he's the greatest guy, so nice. And I was doing my rap album, and I was getting people to do it, and I was at Creek in the Cave. I was on a show with him, and I was like, hey, I got these guys to do this on my album, like do verses. Would you do it? And he was like, yeah, I'm really busy. He wasn't that shitty about it, but he was like, no, I'm not doing it. And I was like, whatever. You know. And then like a year later, he was like Childish Gambino, like right. This huge.
I thought that was supposed to be a joke at first.
So did I, but apparently it's not.
Because I thought it was like a play on like Lupe Fiasco. That was like.
I mean, it sounds like a joke name.
Right, but you know, remember that guy Lupe Fiasco? Yeah. I think it was at the time that he just kind of used it. I thought he intended. Now he's.
He's in the Star Wars movie, right? He's in the new Star Wars movie. The Han Solo movie.
Yeah, he also has his own show on Fox.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Things.
Everyone like he just like blew up. And now he has like a Childish Gambino was doing well kind of as like underground.
Yeah.
And
now it's winning Grammys.
But also, like, I think he signed with like RC, some huge record label.
I mean, this is the guy who could end up winning. You know, whether they call that where they win the Grammy.
Yeah, he's gonna do that. They want him to have that.
Right.
He's gonna be like Will Smith. What? Yeah.
You know what that means?
What?
Cue up the sex scandal.
Oh yeah, he's next.
Nah, I mean, I don't want to see him.
I know someone that like banged him. Not that that's like a thing. I know someone that I probably know a lot of people that banged him. Actually, I just don't know it. But it's really funny because yeah, he was just around, and it's hilarious to me that there was a moment where I went up to Childish Gambino and was like, "Hey, will you be on my rap album?"
Yeah,
and he was like, "No," and I was like, "I can't believe he would say no to my joke rap album." It's like if I was like, I went up to Kendrick Lamar 6 years ago and I said, "Will you be on it?" And he said no. Can you believe him?
Didn't you get Hannibal Buress, though?
Yeah, but I got Hannibal. But, you know, Hannibal was bigger at the time than Donald Glover was. I got Hannibal right, literally, if I had asked Hannibal a month later, he would not have done it. I could even tell when we were shooting the video, he, like, looked like, he was like, why am I here?
That's a funny song, though. It's very catchy.
Yeah, headliner, please buy it.
You wrote the song?
I wrote my verse, and I wrote the chorus.
Yeah, the chorus is it. No, the other guys wrote their own verses?
Everyone wrote their own verse. It was me, Dan Curry, Rob Cantrell, Joe DeRosa, Ted Alexandro, Hannibal Buress, and Boris Kakin.
And do you have to give them money because they wrote their verses?
Let's not talk about that.
Well, maybe you should not say that they wrote their own verses.
They didn't write their verses. I wrote all, but that wouldn't matter. They still would be, because now that I've studied like all that shit, like it didn't make a lot. Even though it's funny because I got money from Comedy Central because it was like they put it on their website and it was like a contest, whoever gets the most views that week, and it won. And I think it was like $250.
Nice.
It might have been like $500.
And you split that, what, seven ways?
No, and the only person that contacted me for their cut was Hannibal. Oh,
no way!
Yeah, and he was like on SNL at the time. Or he was like writing for it. I was like, I mean, I had no problem with it because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I should have, you know, but I just didn't, you know. I didn't think about it because like it was for the video and I'd put together all the video and everything.
All right.
And I don't know, it would have been like $100. This was making me sound really bad, but I'm not shitting on Hannibal for doing it. I just thought it was funny of all the people. It was like,
he's making money.
Yeah, because now he's like huge.
Yeah, well, maybe he thought there would be more money involved or something.
No, I think he saw that it won like $500.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, cool. Where's the song?
I'm looking for. You know, it's funny. I was working today, and I'm working at Kate Spade right now in their legal department. And there's these two girls that I work with, and they were talking about rap, and my girl was like, I love rap, and I was like, I rap. Oh, no, someone was like, I'm going to rap, I'm going to do karaoke, like, what song should I do? And I was like, I don't know, I do, like, rap whenever I do it. And they're like, oh, you like a good rapper? And I was like, well, I have, like, rap albums. And they were like, and then I brought out the whole Amy Schumer clip.
Oh, there you go.
And it was so funny to watch these girls, like, just completely change their attitude towards me. They were like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so this is very we got it real queued up, huh?
I'm sorry, I'm taking forever to do this. Do you even want to hear this?
Yeah, I like this song. I think it's catchy. You want to use it to play us out?
Yeah, that's a good. This is called "I'm a Headliner" from my rap album.
And who was in it again?
Let's see, Hannibal Buress. But it was good. Like when Hannibal like won some big comedy award. I think Comedy Central gave him an award, and so Funny or Die like posted it.
Oh, cool.
And I do remember I was like, I posted it online on my social media because Funny or Die had it on the front page. And
wasn't Chicken in it too?
Chicken.
Yeah.
And Casey Affleck. Aziz. I think I had asked Aziz to do something for one of these and he didn't get back to me.
Yeah, use this as the play out music because I don't want to hear Gloria again.
You don't? Mm. Sorry. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because it's like taking forever to queue up. Is there anything, any other questions you have about it? Aziz did something shitty, and
so who gets the song ready? It's you, Lennon, McCartney. So yeah. You wrote the music to that?
I bought the beat from someone. But please buy the album. Like, Get Rich or Move Back In with My Dad is the name of the album.
What's it ranked on iTunes now?
Well. You know, I lived on... Actually, I shouldn't talk about it. It was on the front page for a little bit. It got, like, good reviews and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, Aisha Tyler was on it. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, of course.
She was nice enough to do it, and...
I wasn't on it.
I tried to get you on it.
I would ask for the whole $500.
Yeah, probably. Here it is. I'm sorry.
All right. You'd be a great DJ.
I know. I wasn't expecting this, but here it is. Okay, I'm a headliner.
All right, so this is out. We'll play us out.
All right, thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for waiting.
Chi-town. They don't know how to close no show. I'm a headliner closing the show. I'm the realest. Coffee shop, subway car. I'm a killer. The illest in the business. Slap a Jehovah Witness. After my show, I get bitches and drink tickets. You're showing my show. You want to know the difference? My show sold out. You pay people to listen. They sit around in grimace, questioning their decisions. You're tripping, and you need to get out of the business. Peace out, dog. Adios and good riddance.